It's Friday, May 10th, 2013, and you're listening to Two Guys Without a Clue, episode number 4. I'm Dragoo, and I'm here with my co-host, Catatonic Cat. How's it going, Catatonic Cat?
Swell.
Fantastic.
How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
I love the opening song.
Thank you. I made it myself.
Really?
Yeah.
Where'd you get the inspiration from?
Oh, you know, I got it from the fourth animated film that we're looking at today, Dumbo.
Right. These are the crows singing.
Right.
When an elephant can fly.
Precisely.
Ah, yes. You were singing very well.
Well, thank you. I can keep singing for you if you like.
Oh, that would be perfect.
All right, let's turn it back up. With the wind. When I see an elephant fly.
I feel like you should be doing jazz hands at that point.
Probably.
Hey, do you feel like something really important is coming up soon?
Sure, what are we feeling like important?
I think we need to buy flowers from Pro Flowers for Mother's Day.
Oh, right. This is a reminder to all you listeners out there. Mother's Day.
Yeah, by the time you hear this, it's probably too late, but oh well.
Well, this was a reminder for next year.
You're a rotten child.
Hey, don't say that.
I'm not talking to you personally.
Yeah.
I mean, I could be.
You could totally be talking to me personally.
But, I mean, you're going to do something because you've already called 1-800-Flowers.
Right.
I'm sorry, Pro Flowers.
Right. This podcast is not sponsored by any flowering company at all.
Thanks to this advertisement.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah.
But Mother's Day is very poignant for this film as we are watching
it. Actually is, yes. Dumbo is kind of, it seems to me like one of the properties that's most associated with, like, baby stuff. Right?
Yes. It's a very baby-ish product.
I think part of the reason is that the fact that well, Dumbo is just a big baby, and
well, he doesn't even talk.
Yeah, I think that's key.
He reminds me of back when we went to the cat in Pinocchio.
He doesn't talk. Lucifer.
Oh no, yeah, not the not Lucifer.
The devil.
No.
Figaro.
Not Figaro. The other guy.
Geppetto.
Geppetto's not a cat.
Bambi. No, I'm sorry, Pinocchio. Wait, which cat are you talking about? The evil cat or
the evil cat's sidekick?
Oh, yeah. He's not named, right?
He is named.
Well, he's not named in the movie.
I thought he was. I thought he had a name.
Honest John was named.
And this guy has a name. We talked about it in the podcast.
Oh, we should go listen to that podcast. Here, let me pull it up.
No, we should not pull it up. Let's not. They can listen to the podcast on their own.
Okay.
I'm looking for the movie.
The movie. Looking for the movie.
Are you making that a song now?
On the Acer. This podcast brought to you by Acer. We're bringing back these what are they called? You know, they're not paying us for it yet, but if we make it, they will come.
I don't think that's how it works, my friend.
I'm absolutely certain that's how it works.
No.
Acer.
Time X? Timeline X.
Sigma up.
What?
Is that a sticker that came on your computer, or is that something you put on it?
Where? Which sticker?
It says Sigma Up on it. Right?
That's not a sticker. That's beveled into...
Oh. What does it mean?
I don't know. I just bought a computer. I don't even use it.
Why would you buy a computer, then?
It's Gideon.
Oh, right. Yeah, they never call him Gideon in the movie, do they?
Yes, they did. We talked about this.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
Gideon?
Yes.
We talked about how his name was never mentioned.
We mentioned that they were eating his name. It was Gideon.
Oh, you're right.
Right. Okay. So Gideon and Dopey and Dumbo.
Are the same character?
No. Well, they don't talk. Three characters that don't talk.
Right. That's, yeah.
But it's very interesting that the main and title character of this entire movie says no words.
Yeah.
Makes a couple noises. That's about it.
Uh-huh. I wonder why that is.
I don't think they could find a voice to be very babyish and innocent.
No, I don't think it... No. Dumbo can't talk. His mom can't talk either. It wouldn't work.
His mom says a couple words.
No, she doesn't.
Yes. She says, what's the name? The name is...
Dumbo's mom?
Yeah, Jumbo Jr., right? She calls out
Oh,
Dumbo Jr.
You're right.
Right?
Dude, you've been paying way more attention to this movie than I have.
It's only an hour movie, my friend. Only an hour movie.
Oh, I forgot about that.
What were you thinking?
I thought, I don't know.
Right. So the cranes come in this movie.
Yeah,
this
that's the only thing she says.
Yes.
Dumbo. Dumbo. Jumbo. Jumbo Jr.
His actual name is Jumbo Jr.
So that's her name is?
Jumbo. Mrs. Jumbo.
Mrs. Jumbo.
Yep. That's like the only thing she says in the entire movie.
Right.
Presumably she's the one singing the song when she's rocking Jumbo Jr. to sleep while she's trapped in the mad elephant house.
Yeah.
But we don't see her mouth move at all, so we can't tell if it's actually supposed to be her or just an overlay for the entire scene.
Oh, okay. I see. What
you're saying. I don't know. Could you tell?
She was talking?
It could be that she was the actual one singing, but since you couldn't see her
move,
that it could just have been
I didn't gather that it was her singing. But,
okay. I think I could have gone either way.
I also didn't recall her talking, so I could be totally off base.
So this movie starts with these cranes bringing babies.
The storks, yeah.
Storks. Why did it say cranes?
They're both very elegant birds, I guess.
I guess. Do they're cranes white? Look like storks?
Maybe they do. I don't know. Were they actually cranes? Maybe. That last guy definitely was not a crane.
No, he was not a crane. Sorry. Yeah.
He was a stork.
They're all storks.
Like, he's the guy on... I always associated him with the stork on the bottle of pickles. Right?
Vlasic?
Yeah. It's that stork.
Vlasic.
It's Vlasic a cross-branding promotion thing. That was always association
we should,
I made
We should
kid.
Get our good friend, Wild Vlasic.
To comment?
To comment. That's how he pronounces his name.
Right. This must be his family heritage.
Yeah, yeah. He must be a stork. Probably. Would he bring us babies?
I don't know if I'm comfortable talking about
Okay. this. Well, this is where babies come from, but where do stork babies come from?
Stork babies come from storks.
Right? This is an interesting circle of life.
Yeah, we're jumping way ahead. That's like 1993.
That's 1994 with Lion King.
Okay.
I'm just saying, if you're going to comment on it.
Okay, I'll step off.
Okay. So, back to this movie. Dumbo. Yeah, so does he own the word Dumbo now? Like, first it's the petty, jealous women elephants make fun of him, calling him Dumbo.
Right.
But then by the end of the movie, he owns Dumbo and doesn't use the name Jumbo Jr.
Right. I would say, I mean, it seems to... Dumbo just seems to kind of roll with the punches, you know?
I mean, yeah, I guess he gets drunk with Timothy.
Yeah. It doesn't really seem terribly fazed by anything.
He cries. He does cry.
But, I mean, only when it's clear that that he's being... People are trying to humiliate him.
Right. But otherwise, he's just, okay. Yeah. He's in a tree, and he's like, okay, I'm in a tree.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I guess he would embrace it, but I don't think at this point it really...
Well, I guess he does. I mean, at the end, it's Dumbo on the back of the caboose, the silver caboose.
I don't know. Maybe you could interpret it as a tragedy and that he was never actualized his actual name. He was just had this thing kind of impressed upon him. But isn't that what a name is?
I guess. He owns his name.
Yeah. Well, does he have a choice?
Well, so there's very little names in this entire movie. Right, so there's Mrs. Jumbo, and they mention her name three times when the stork is calling her out.
Right.
I think the other elephants have some names. There's Catty, Giddy, and Prissy, and Skinny. I think those are.
Yeah, those never come up. Do they?
No.
Or was I completely asleep for this movie?
You might have been totally asleep. I don't know why.
I thought I watched this just now.
Could you use another beer?
Maybe. Maybe a few more.
All right. So if you're playing along at home with the bingo, which we're now going to change to two guacs. What did you say this morning? You tweeted about this on our Twitter.
Oh, yeah. I just tried to verbalize our new Twitter handle, which you are a marketing manager.
Ah, yes. Marketing manager for Two Guys Without a Clue.
As now set up. So you can follow us on Twitter with the handle two guac.
Two guac, yeah. So I realized that is perfect for bingo. So instead of saying bingo, it's two guac. So we got to call out.
Okay, sure.
It's five letters. It's five alphanumeric characters.
Mm-hmm.
So follow us at TwoGuac.
It works.
Yeah. Some interesting tweets. Not really. I think six tweets and three followers.
Please follow us. We only have three followers and two of them are us. We're desperate.
Yes. We need more followers. Please follow us.
Our clout score is so low right now.
What is it, zero?
I don't know. Actually, we probably have a few points.
Why would we have any points?
Because the Cheshire Cat's following us.
Yeah, I love how the Cheshire Cat is the one that follows us. It's like the weirdest thing in the world. Obviously, only other Disney characters are going to follow us.
That's right.
What is it? I'm looking it up. Let's see.
You're looking up the account you set up? Oh, you're looking up our cloud score?
Yep.
Oh, no.
14.
14. That's the number.
It's more than zero.
It is.
Less than 100. All right, back to this movie?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so they don't even name anything. So the crows have no names.
Right.
The mouse has no name until he signs his, as the manager, he signs over, Dumbo's contract.
Right, he's his agent.
He's the agent. Yeah. So his name is... So we were thinking it was a G. It's actually Timothy Q. Mouse.
Timothy Q. Mouse.
Yeah, yeah.
It's weird to think of that mouse existing in the same universe as Mickey.
That mouse?
Yeah.
Why?
Because...
He wears a shirt, no pants, just like Mickey. He has hats.
They
Mickey
look
has
nothing
hats.
Alike. They act nothing alike. Mickey's like a baby compared to
him. Okay, so do these elephants live in the same world as the Fantasia elephants that were dancing? And the hippo that was dancing?
They could.
Right. So, well, I guess the pink elephants could totally live.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, so you don't think Timothy Q. Mouse does not live in the same as Mickey Mouse? They're not related in any way.
No, they could never stand like side by side by each other. It would break. Some continuum would be destroyed by that.
So the other thing that has a name is Casey Jr.
Uh-huh.
Can you guess who Casey Jr. is?
The train.
Aha! Yes.
Yeah. So that's like a children's story, right?
Casey Jr.
The train that
the little engine that could.
Yeah. The little
I think
engine
I can.
Could.
I think I can. I think I can.
I assume that was co-opted for this.
I don't know. It does not say from my research.
Because it's pretty clear that that's the reference they were making.
I think so. It is an attraction at Disneyland.
Yes, it is. I remember it well.
And it the tour is similar to the one given on the Slow Replace Storybook Land canal boats.
Yeah, Storybook Land actually goes, they intersect at some point. Like the canal goes around and the track is like in the center and goes.
Did you know the Casey Jr. Circus Train at Disneyland Paris is designed as a roller coaster for small children?
No, I did not.
Yeah.
The train in Disneyland is cool because they have, like, you can be in a lion cage
mm-hmm.
and you're sitting back and forward with other people, but it's really small. It's a kid's ride.
Yes, I don't think you should. It was it's a duration of 3 minutes and 40 seconds.
It's long.
Yeah. It is, I've been operating since 1955.
Wow.
Yeah.
Remarkably good shape, considering.
Pretty much, yeah. It's interesting. I can't find anything else on this Casey Jr.
Okay. See, I think Timothy Q. Mouse?
Timothy Q. Mouse is correct.
Timothy Q. Mouse reminds me, and a lot of the characters in this film remind me of Warner Brothers characters. More so than the Disney characters. Like, Timothy is a really kind of... He's a wise guy.
He's
really sharp.
He's a Bugs Bunny.
Yeah.
He's
he totally is. He even
up,
sounds
Doc?
A little bit like Mel Blanc.
Well, who played Timothy? Let me see. It could be very similar. Timothy Q was played by Edward Brophy.
Okay.
He was a comedian, voice actor... I don't know. Let me see if he has anything else famous. So another famous voice in this was Jim Crow.
Oh.
Who is not explicitly mentioned as the leader of the Crows pack. Can you guess the voice's name? Voice, where you heard his voice before?
The person who played Jim Crow?
Yes.
In another
Disney movie.
Before this?
Yes.
No, I can't.
He is the voice of
Can you?
Yes. If I can actually talk, that's the problem. He is the voice of Jiminy Cricket.
Wait, the Crow?
Yeah. Cliff Edwards played Jiminy Cricket as well as Jim Crow.
Oh, wow. That's
what
weird.
A contrast, huh?
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah.
The more you know.
It's an interesting concept.
Yeah.
Does not look like I can find out if there's anything else about this guy. Maybe the Internet Movie Database will tell me more.
A lot of the style is really different from the other films we've looked at so far. And you likened it to kind of like chopped up shorts.
It's chopped up shorts. I think it's also...
It's really cartoony.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's only 60 minutes, too.
But yeah, I mean, everything is really exaggerated. Everything is really... Everything is kind of punched up.
Right. So they made this film to make money from the loss of Fantasia. That's the purpose of this entire film.
Okay.
So they wanted to make something short, something that they can easily put together. So it's probably made from shorts, from ideas of just shorts put together.
Okay.
The original idea is actually this children's book called Dumbo that was pitched.
Oh, so it was adapted from a book.
Yeah, a roll-up book is what it's called.
What is that?
I don't know exactly. I've been trying to research it all week. I've not been able to pinpoint exactly what that is. I think it's pretty much just a book that's like a pop-up book of some sorts.
Okay.
And so that's what the initial design and basis of this character was. Then right. They added the concept. Disney also had to push for this to be an A film and not a B film.
Well, explain that.
What do you mean?
What is an A film?
Oh, an A-class film is kind of... those big budget films that have good quality and things like that. A B film doesn't get as much publicity.
Oh, okay. That's a classification made by who?
I think the film, A film. Let me look that up. Sorry. I should have done a lot more research.
I'm sorry for asking.
It's a classification, I think, based on distributors, right? How much marketing they're going to give a film.
Oh, really?
I think so.
So is that like something that's in use today? I thought for a moment.
A B movie is a low budget commercial motion picture that's not definitely an art house or pornographic movie. That's what.
Good to know.
A B film is. A B movie is. An A movie. No, I don't want A movie. There's a title of a movie called A Movie.
Oh, wow.
A movie versus B movie. Yeah. So also during this time, there was a strike by the animators.
Okay.
They were joining the union, Animators Guild. And so around the same time, a lot of them went on strike. A lot of them left Disney. Disney got really mad at this. He thought before this film, there was a lot of family-like qualities of the animators and Disney and just everyone on the crew.
Mm-hmm.
After this film, he second-guessed that, thought it more of a business. So the clowns portion of this movie where they talk up Dumbo and do their clown math of, oh, yeah, so if it's 20 feet of elephant jumping, and then if it's 40 feet, it's twice as much laughs. And then if it's 1,000 feet, it's like 1,000 times
right,
more laughs.
Right.
And then they go demand from the boss, the ringmaster, a raise. Mm-hmm. That's supposed to signify the raise that the animators asked for from Disney and the union and all the tension that caused. A lot of the animators did start coming back, though, later on.
The terms of the strike, was that because they wanted to unionize, right?
They wanted to unionize.
Disney wasn't permitting that.
Disney not want anything of the union. He thought unions... He didn't like unions. He wanted the family kind of... atmosphere.
There was some, if I remember right, there was also a lot of suspicion that union activity was related somehow to communist activity. Is that right?
Oh yeah, there's a lot of communists. This is about this is around 1940s.
Yeah.
Right? So there's a lot of communists and stuff. This is still in the midst of World War II.
Right.
So, and that. that's a lot of that communism stuff comes up back in the 1960s, right? We see all of those kind of like witch hunts for all the Communist Party members and things like that.
So. Sure.
And that severely reduced Hollywood, I think. It really impacted Hollywood during that time.
Okay.
We'll touch upon that when we hit the other ones.
That's weird to think of, though. I mean, so who made this film? If the animators went on strike, were the animators animating portions of
they
the film?
They came back after the union and everything.
And then animated themselves failing to get a raise.
I guess. I think. I'm not sure exactly how that sequence came about, but that's what I've read about the history.
Yeah, that's going to be awkward. If that were the case.
So B films are actually basically in a double feature. They're the second feature of the movie. So they're the less known movie. They're just added on.
Okay.
Does that make sense? So an A film is the feature film.
Right.
But the B film is a second tier.
I see. So like a companion.
Yeah, like film. A companion. So you'd go to a movie house and you would see a double feature.
Okay,
double
feature
would be the B.
I didn't realize you were referring to that classification. I thought there was some actual...
No. This is the actual context, right? Okay. So Disney had to fight to get Dumbo from a B to an A.
Right, okay, okay.
And I think that's the only way they made money. And so the reason they were not making money on Fantasia and even this film, they thought because of the theater and war in Japan, war in Europe... It closed a lot of their market down.
Right.
So they had to quickly ramp up and make something. So I think that kind of goes with what we noticed about this film being a lot more cartoony and more with the shorts. Really, they needed to churn something out really quickly.
Oh, yeah. That would make a lot of sense, actually. Yeah. I can see that.
And there's a lot of music in this.
Yeah, a lot.
I mean, every other scene is pretty much some kind of music.
Oh.
I mean, you open up with the cranes singing.
Yeah, it's just like one big montage.
Right, so the cranes, and then there's a small section where the crane talks.
Oh.
And then they move on to them setting up the circus, right? What was that song? Do you know what that song was called?
When they're setting up the circus?
Yeah, it was an interesting song. I couldn't make out some of the words in that.
The song was called...
Yeah, so this is the song where basically the elephants are doing a lot of the work, which is interesting.
Yeah.
There's some camels that do the work, but it doesn't seem like any other animals do work setting up the tents and everything.
Right.
It would make sense for giraffes to help set up the tent, maybe. I don't know what the hippos would do. Ostriches seem kind of useless.
So I guess they were it, right?
I guess. I mean, the tigers got the best gig, right? Tigers and lions.
You can't make a tiger do anything for you.
What about why are there hyenas, by the way, in this entire...
I'm confused why that's your sticking point. Well, all these other animals that would not exist in the circus.
What are you talking
kosher, but the hyenas? You could train a hyena, couldn't you?
What would you do with a hyena? Hyenas don't.
The same thing you would do with like a tiger, right?
A tiger can jump through hoops like lions and he'll stand up and he'll eat things. What are you going to train a hyena to do that?
I don't know, sure.
Okay.
Could you?
I don't know.
Let's see.
I've never trained a hyena. Have all right. You?
Well, not yet.
Stay tuned. I might not be in the next episode if I'm training a hyena.
The song was called Song of the Roustabouts.
That's what they were saying? Roustabouts?
Yeah.
What does roustabouts mean?
A roustabout is kind of like a hard, worn guy, right?
A roustabout refers to a worker who maintains all things in the oil field.
Yeah, like I said.
He sets up oil wells, heads, oil lead lines. Wow.
So they're essentially a grunt worker.
What, did you notice all the grunt workers are African American?
I did. Yes, I did.
But they have no eyes and no mouth.
Yeah. A lot of the background characters were like that, though.
I thought it was very interesting that many of the characters that they showed were pretty much... when they were talking, were behind a tent.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, you just saw silhouettes.
I thought
that was really cool.
Yeah. You know, they're trying to keep focus on, you know, what's important, I think.
Right, which is Dumbo.
Right.
I did like the silhouettes when they basically was like an X-ray silhouette.
Yeah, that was actually really cool. That was really well done.
Yeah.
And they were a lot more animated. It probably, you know, frankly, probably cost less too because you're just animating the silhouette. But you could read it extremely clearly.
Oh, yeah, like the clowns where they were taking off all their gear and you're like, wow, that's really interesting.
Yeah, yeah, they did some cool stuff.
Where there was a skinny guy who's really, a fat guy who's really just two skinny guys, like two skinny clowns, and then another one that deflates himself, and then another one who looks like he has a funny face but really is a mask.
Right. Yeah. The clowns were good characters.
They were interesting characters.
Yeah, very interesting.
The pink elephant scene, though, my God. I think both of us looked at each other when we saw that.
Yeah, that sequence, that's a really bizarre, and, you know, it's what the film is probably most well-known for.
You think it's known for that scene? I honestly think it's known for just Dumbo flying, right?
I guess that's the main plot device, right?
Well, I mean, it's literally when he jumps off of the... when he's soaring in the tent,
yeah,
right? I think that's really iconic scene, or at least set of scenes.
Sure.
And second, I think, is the elephants, the pink elephants.
Okay.
Pink elephant parade. Is what
sure. It. Yeah, but that's a really just kind of trippy sequence.
So it was some green liquid they were drinking? I couldn't tell. Is it like, were they drunk? Were
they? It had. I mean, they had to be. What else would the clown, the performers, have been drinking?
Well, I don't know. It's 1940s. We don't know what's going on.
It could be anything,
right? Didn't like Bayer basically come up with a new cough medicine called heroin? Right. I mean,
I suppose so. I don't know what the side effects of heroin though are. Could you describe them to me?
Oh, I think we'll leave that to another podcast.
Okay. So, but would it be similar to what we saw?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. So this was more of an acid trip, really.
This was definitely an acid trip.
So they were
dropping E.
Yeah. I guess I could buy that. Sure.
They could be drunk. I mean, pretty much it was a small mouse and a baby elephant,
mm-hmm.
and they drank a lot.
Yeah, they did.
They made square bubbles.
I get that sequence confused with Heffalumps and Woozles sequence.
Oh, they're very similar.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I kind of half expected that to be in here and the other way around, but...
I half expected there to be... I remember there being some kind of other elephant, but I think that was a different movie.
Mm.
Like, there's a train of elephants and they're going around, but I think that's a completely different movie.
That might be Winnie the Pooh. That might be.
I think we're thinking both of Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So what did you think overall of the film?
I liked it.
Yeah. I was surprised that I liked it. I thought it was, as a kid, I remember this being a lot longer, and then it's an hour only.
Yeah.
It like flew by. It's
really, really fast.
Yeah.
I think it helps that almost nobody can talk. I think it helps that the one character that can talk, the mouse, is actually fun to listen to.
He has a cool accent. I can't pinpoint it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I like his character overall. He really was... Everything about him was just kind of snappy, and he kind of moved like a con artist. He reminded me of... Because he's got the drum major uniform on.
Right.
He kind of reminded me of the Music Man.
Oh, really?
And that he's a really, you know, smooth talker. He's extremely optimistic in light of extremely pessimistic situation that he's in. You know, he's cleaning Dumbo with his own tears and pretending like, you know, this is perfectly okay.
The Music Man came literally 17 years after this movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
1957 was the first Broadway production.
Nice. But yeah, yeah, I thought...
So maybe the Music Man is based off Timothy Q. Mouse.
Possibly. It certainly would have hurt. But yeah, yeah, I thought that helped a lot in keeping things moving along.
Pretty, yeah, it was a very fast-paced movie. It didn't drag on. I think they really...
Yeah, they didn't dwell on anything. Like, no. They had the one tender moment, like you said, with the elephant in the mad... car.
Yeah.
The mad elephant car. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was about it.
They had Timothy cleaning, that was the same sequence of events.
Yeah.
Cleaning off the clown makeup from Dumbo.
Mm-hmm.
And using his own tears for cleaning the soap, which was kind of weird.
Yeah. Yeah. I just brought that up. And the, even the beginning, you know, with the stork, It's one of the longer sequences, but he's an extremely well-realized character. Like, the writing, I think, was pretty good.
The writing was not made for kids.
Yeah, that
really
might be the difference.
The writing was like an adult's writing,
yeah,
and they just drew it really fast for kids.
That makes a lot of sense. That could well be the case.
Because there's a lot of words that I think as a kid, I think I just graced over. Like, Timothy Q. Mouse is talking to the ringmaster, and I'm trying to give him the idea of this like big final sequence where so he sets it up so like, oh yeah, so we're gonna have a pyramid of pachyderms.
Yeah,
he's trying to look for his finale.
Yeah,
I did not like. I thought that was gonna be a horrible idea.
Like, you wanna, if someone sold it to you,
I would not.
Gonna have this incredible.
In this day and age, with insurance costs, no. Could not do a pyramid of pachyderms.
It's not. This is the 1940s, man.
Okay, so 1940s, yeah, I can get away with it.
Yeah,
they will never find me. It's 1940s.
Yeah.
I
guess we never really did sum up the plot. You want to do that real quick? Like, what's actually happening?
All right, so Dumbo.
We talked about it in bits and pieces now.
Okay, so a plot overall. Summary. Very brief. As briefer than the movie. Dumbo, an elephant that's newborn, brought to by a stork, has large ears. Is ostracized from the circus, from the other elephants, and is kind of made fun of the entire film.
Yeah.
Then at the end, he realizes he can fly with the help of some storks. After the acid trip, then he, with the help of Timothy Q. Mouse, he gets marketed very well, becomes the ninth wonder of the world, and has this big fancy caboose. Car, silver caboose. Everything else is made out of wood. Theirs is made out of metal.
Yeah.
It's really, very cool.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got it made. And he lives off his life as a circus performer.
Right.
Except as the star, I guess.
He's a star.
Do you think
circus.
They continue to do that pyramid act?
No. I think that pyramid act is gone.
Oh, that's a shame.
I think all those elephants pretty much hurt themselves on that pyramid act.
Oh, so you think they're all like permanently disabled?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty gruesome.
I don't know. I don't know if they're permanently disabled, but I don't think they're willing to do a pyramid act with a ball.
Probably.
I think it could have gone okay had it not been them trying to balance on a ball.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you literally just had a pyramid of pachyderms, I think it could have gone okay. The fact that they were also one pachyderm elephant on one small ball.
You got to give that head matriarch some credit, though.
She had a lot.
She was literally on the ball.
Yeah.
For a long time.
No, she withstood that entire scene, sequence of events, still on the ball.
She had her act together.
The end actually ended up being pretty well, with Dumbo screwing up and making everyone fall, actually ended up probably being a better scene.
Yeah, that was probably the best show ever, like, ever.
You enjoyed
ever
that
did.
Part.
Yeah.
Like, you perked up.
Oh, yeah. No, I like chaos.
Okay, so back to like Timothy Q. Mouse and the Ringmaster, trying to get to this final scene where Timothy's like, oh, this is the best idea. We'll have Dumbo fly up and he'll wave a flag. He basically goes up to this ear and he's like, oh yeah, I'm your subconscious.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think as a kid you would understand what the word subconscious is. It's an interesting like word to choose to use.
I think as a kid I understood what was going on. I don't think maybe the word choice isn't that transparent, that absolvable if you're a kid. But I think you kind of get the gist of what's happening.
I definitely think you get the gist of what's happening. But
yeah.
It's an interesting concept. They did use a lot of other bigger words,
and they do that in Bambi. I keep thinking Pinocchio is Bambi for some reason, but they do that in Pinocchio, right?
They use conscious.
Yeah.
Yes.
Where Jiminy Cricket is that physical manifestation.
Yes. So did you know there might have been a sequel to this movie?
Dumbo 2?
Dumbo 2, which was supposed to be a midquel?
Okay, happening between what?
It happens when the crows teach Dumbo to fly.
Uh-huh.
And before they get back to the tents. So as you said, they were supposed to be in New York City. So it's supposed to be Dumbo and...
I knew it.
Well, no, I didn't read it. That's what you said.
Yeah.
I think it's just a big city.
Just a big city?
Yeah.
In Orlando, in Florida?
Okay, so they're supposed to be, yeah. So Dumbo and his circus friends navigated a large city. Large city. after being left behind by the traveling circus. It's actually a sneak peek of Dumbo 2 and character designs on the 60th edition.
Oh, really?
DVD.
Oh, wow. So it got pretty far, huh?
Yeah, it got pretty far.
Man, I don't know. How does that sound to you, that pitch that you just gave me for Dumbo 2?
I don't know. Guess who canceled it?
Probably the dude, Lasseter.
John Lasseter, yes.
Yeah.
He canceled it. 2006. Yeah,
that's probably for the best. 2006?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, Disney was pumping out all those really kind of low-rate Disney tuned
Dumbo
sequels.
Circus Friends to be chaotic twin bears Cloud and Lolly and curious zebra Dot. The older independent
Hippo talk. No,
Godfrey.
No.
And the adventurous ostrich Penny.
Boo.
Those were the names.
Do not want.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, and they explain what happened to Dumbo's father, Mr. Jumbo.
Mr. Jumbo?
So, really. So, they named him Jumbo Jr., which means his surname is Jumbo. So, his name Jumbo Jr. Jumbo?
Jumbo Jr.
No, Jumbo Jr. Jumbo is his actual name. Because it's Mr. Jumbo and Mrs. Jumbo. And he's Jumbo Jr. So, he's got to be Jumbo Jr. Jumbo.
Sure.
You don't think so?
No.
What?
Jumbo Jr. Jumbo?
Well, his father's name is Mr. Jumbo.
Right. But that's Jr. is a surname.
Why would Jr. be a surname? How does that make any sense? Jumbo would be the surname. So he's Jr. Jumbo?
Oh, no. I'm sorry. It's a suffix.
Right.
So it's always at the end of the name.
But his first name would be Jumbo.
Okay. So his name would be Jumbo Jumbo Jr.
Yes, Jumbo Jumbo Jr.
Okay, I'll buy that.
Wow. That's an interesting name. Because that means his father's name is Jumbo Jumbo.
Sure. I mean, if you go by this logic, sure.
Yeah.
His father is Jumbo Jumbo, and his mother is also Jumbo Jumbo. And so is he.
So, just like...
Mrs. Jumbo.
Just like Snow White, this movie won an Oscar.
Yeah.
For best score of a musical picture.
Oh, really?
Yes. And it was nominated for best original song, Baby Mine, which is the sad song.
Okay.
But did not win. It also won the Cannes Film Festival in 1947, best animation design.
Cool.
So, yeah. So, it won a lot of awards, seems like it. I don't think there should ever be a sequel.
No, I don't think so. It doesn't need one.
So yeah, so Jim Crow is only mentioned by name in the credits. That's the only time it's ever mentioned as a name.
Yeah. All those side characters were pretty unimportant, I think, in the end. So maybe they were brought up at some point and then decided, you know, it's actually just not really, nobody cares. Because we only refer to them in two scenes. I think if you notice, like in the singing portion, what was the first song that they were singing where they were?
What song? What scene?
Let's see. So the songs they sang were When Elephant Flies, right?
The Crows.
Yeah.
That's all they sing.
That's all they sing?
They sing it at the end, too. They do the reprieve.
Okay. Well, there's a segment where they're like three crows or two crows dancing back to back, right?
Yes.
And their voices change like to four different voices.
Yes.
So clearly they weren't too attached to any single character for any single body. obviously, Jim Crow being the
smooth talking, yeah, cigar smoking.
The head of the pack was more influential, but... still, like their interaction between him and Timothy were pretty limited.
So, interesting stuff. Dumbo characters are made cameos in other Disney movies. The Great Mouse Detective in 1986, a bubble blowing Dumbo toy can be seen.
The Great Mouse Detective?
Yes.
Oh.
It's the Sherlock Holmes.
With Basil.
Yep.
Yeah.
Dumbo and Casey Jr. make cameos in the Who Framed Roger Rabbit movie in 1988. And in Bug's Life, the wagons that transport P.T. Flea's circus are empty boxes of Casey Jr. cookies.
Yeah, I knew that for sure.
So, it's an interesting...
It's a nice nod.
Yeah. Nice nod to this entire movie set.
Yeah.
Hmm. Anything else about this movie that struck you?
I liked it. I liked that it was a departure. I think it really was a departure from the pacing, from the rhythm of the other films that Disney has done. It really read more like a Warner Brothers cartoon than the kind of deliberate, realistic animation that we've seen up to now in Snow White and Pinocchio.
Yes.
And I thought that was really cool. I thought that was pretty refreshing.
So the watercolor paint was used to render the backgrounds.
Uh-huh.
The only other... All other Disney movies use oil paint.
Really?
Uh-huh. The only other film to use a watercolor backgrounds. Guess.
The only other film to use watercolor?
Backgrounds, yep.
Lilo and Stitch.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
The only other one.
I assumed that there were a lot. I didn't realize the rest were.
No, everything oil. Else uses oil paint or gouache.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. It's quite interesting. So it's really a departure from really anything else they've ever done. It really stands on its own.
Yeah. That's cool.
Let's see, what else? John Cleese. Who is this guy?
I don't know.
Let me see.
I wonder if this stuck true to the script of the storybook, or if it was like Pinocchio where Dumbo faces untimely demise.
Guess who
as
the
well.
Narrator was?
What narrator?
There was a narrator.
There was?
Apparently.
Where?
In the beginning?
No, there wasn't. Was there?
I don't know. There was a narrator to this film.
What did you say?
I don't know.
I don't know who the narrator is because I apparently was asleep for that scene.
So the narrator is John McLeish. He's a better known as the voice of Goofy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where was he?
He provided the opening narration of the movie.
The opening of the movie? Opening of the movie is where the storks come in, right?
Oh, and the guess who the stork was?
Oh, I don't know.
His name is Sterling Holloway, original voice of Winnie the Pooh.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Yep.
Yeah, that I can totally see that.
So really, this was a star-studded, like, they brought in their perennial voice actors to put together a quick film that they can rely on voice actors, right?
Sure.
So, very interesting.
Yeah, that's cool.
So there's a new announcement today for a Disney movie.
Oh yeah, what's that?
You did not read the tweet that I sent? Tweeted out. Come on.
I did, but I don't remember what it's called.
Hero 6?
Hero 6, right. The new...
Big Hero 6, sorry.
Big Hero 6.
It's a combination of Marvel.
Did you add that
Disney
to the list, or was that already there?
That was on the original Wikipedia list.
Okay.
As a potential, but
so
now,
this is just officially announced.
It's officially announced that it's released in 2014. Okay. Which means there's going to be a gap here in our podcast.
Yeah, if all things go right, yeah.
Yeah. Well, a gap couple of months.
Yeah.
So apparently this is a superhero kind of movie. It's going to be interesting.
A superhero movie. Japanese. Is it a Japanese superhero or Japanese version of American superhero or
no, it's a Marvel super team in Marvel Comics universe, and it was created in 1998, ran till about 2008
in Japan for Japanese audiences. Was it translated here? Was it localized?
It doesn't say.
Was it English or Japanese?
Can't tell.
Is it gonna be good? Are you gonna pick it up?
Somehow it's connected to the entire Marvel universe because Sunfire leaves the Big Hero... Spoiler alert, by the way. Sunfire left Big Hero 6 so that he could work at Charles Xavier's ex-corporation office in Mumbai, India. I don't know. It's got to have been like an Asian release only.
Oh. So So are you going to check it out?
I think I'm going to try to buy some.
Yeah. Okay.
I think it's worth checking out.
Yeah, sounds like it could be fun.
It's going to be released on November 7th, 2014. Has some interesting kind of character names. Honey Lemon. Go-Go Tamago.
What? Go-Go Tamago?
Yeah.
Tamago is egg.
Yes. His name is Go-Go Tamago. Is known as the Hothead. Tough-talking and mean spirit. It's been alluded to that Go-Go was released from prison in order to join Big Hero 6. Go-Go is not very fond of anybody when it comes down to it, not even her own teammates. She feels that Honey Lemon has always treated her better than... Go-Go transforms her body into an explosive ball of energy, which is able to be projected at vast speeds. To activate her power, however, she must utter her name. Go-Go Tamago!
This sounds great.
Sunfire was a one-time member of X. So it's like an offshoot of X-Men, really.
Okay.
So that's going to be interesting. It's going to be kind of like X-Men, mm-hmm. cartoon-wise. So it's the only way that Disney and Marvel can make an X-Men film, because they don't own the rights, movie rights to X-Men.
Oh, really? Who does?
I actually don't know. But it's definitely not them, because they just got back Fantastic Four, Punisher, and Blade.
Oh, do you mean like recently?
Yeah, yeah, like in the last year or so.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it not Disney?
No, they don't own the... So Marvel was before Disney, right? So they sold a lot of the movie rights to other corporations. So
I
they
didn't
can,
know that.
So Disney didn't have those movie rights.
Oh. Huh.
Yeah. They'll get them back at a certain point because they didn't really renew Fantastic Four, things like that.
Okay.
But X-Men was out of their control. Spider-Man, they don't own.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Sony owns that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wait. Oh, yeah, it is Marvel. Oh, yeah. Huh.
Spider-Man is Marvel, yeah. But it's interesting because Spider-Man owns Thor and the Avengers and all of that, so.
Uh-huh. Huh. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think it's worth checking out. This seems like an interesting concept. Honey Lemon.
That sounds like a Wreck-It Ralph character name.
Baymax is another character name.
Baymax.
Mm-hmm. Ebon Samurai. Sunfire.
Sunfire?
Sunfire. An alternate reality version of Sunfire's deceased sister. Sunfire. Wasabi no Ginger. A trained chef who uses various swords to fight.
Oh,
Wasabi
man.
Wasabi no Ginger.
That sounds awesome. I'm on board.
And Fred. Nicknamed Fredzilla.
And Fred? Excellent.
He can transform himself into a Godzilla-like creature.
All right.
And he apparently spent his youth growing up on a secret shield base in Japan.
Cool.
I want to see Sunfire.
I want to see Fred. What are you talking about?
You think Fred's going to be the best?
Yeah, probably. He's the underdog.
It's going to be the first picture by Marvel and Disney, so I'm really excited. It's really going to be able to put that together, which means soon we can get Star Wars.
Animated?
Oh, yeah. At that point, right?
I guess so.
But it has to be some like weird universe.
Yeah.
Oh, and you know where this is going to be set? In a fictional universe. Metropolis. Called? Yes.
Tokyo.
No, oh, Tokyo is part of it. There's another city part of it, too.
I forgot.
We live in it. San Francisco.
Tokyo, San Francisco.
Right, so guess what the name is?
Tokyo Frisco.
That could have been a better name. No, it's San Fransokyo.
San Fransokyo.
San Fransokyo! They have, like, a character. They released some images, and it looks like pretty much they Asianified the Golden Gate Bridge.
Oh, nice.
It's pretty.
So it's an alternate world?
Yeah, it's in a fictional universe, yeah.
Oh, okay.
We'll be centered on young prodigy named Hiro Hamada mm-hmm. and self-centered robot Baymax. Oh, Baymax is a robot. Oh, okay. Both of whom uncover a criminal plot and must join a team of inexperienced crime fighters.
I guess that makes sense.
Huh.
Cool. Look forward to it.
I look, it's an Eastern-style Japanese kind of... We'll see. I kind of want to read the comic books now.
Sure.
Fred.
Yeah, I can see why.
Oh, you should dress up like Fred for Halloween.
Yeah, totally. What does Fred look like?
I don't think there's Fred. Well, how do you search for Fred online? Fredzilla?
Sure.
All right. Let's see. That does not. This says.
Yes.
There's a Tumblr.
Okay.
Oh, this looks like a horrible Tumblr. I think this guy's name is just Fred, and he named himself Fredzilla.
That sounds amazing.
Comic Vine, apparently. That just looks like it could work.
That's a Giant Bomb sister site.
There you go. It's like a Godzilla.
Okay. Hey.
All right, so you can be Fred.
All right.
I want to be Gogo Tamago. Gogo Tamago!
All right.
I know it's a woman, but what are you going to do?
That's okay.
Anything else? Any other news?
No, nothing. Nothing extremely relevant, I guess. Do you see that the Ender's Game trailer came out?
Yeah.
A couple days ago? What do you think?
Nah, I don't know. It could go either way. What do you think?
I don't know.
I mean, are they making all three?
I don't know.
So they're just going to make you one and see how it does?
They've got to. I mean.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't care, really, if they make the other two. This one has to be good.
Well, if it's not good, then what happens?
Well, that's it, right? Go the way of Golden Compass. Just stop. I don't know. It's ambitious. I like the look. I don't know. I'm afraid to get my hopes up.
Here's the concept art for this Golden Gate Sanfrioco.
Okay, you're going to have to talk us through it.
It looks like the Golden Bridge Asianified. Well, how else would you describe it?
Yeah, there's what do they call them? The
pagodas?
Tories?
Tories? Looks like kind of like pagoda style.
But otherwise, it's
the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's interesting. And Frozen is another movie that they're releasing, which is going to be a musical.
It's a musical?
Yeah.
That comes out before Big Hero, right? That comes out like end of this year, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's supposed to come out this year.
Okay.
I've not heard anything from it.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that one either.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to see. It's supposed to release in November, so we'll hit it up probably early next year.
Yeah.
Anything else that we need to sign off on? Go check out Big Hero 6. Tell us what you think. Tweet about us.
Wait, are we doing promotion for Disney now?
No. This is a comic book. Go read it. Tell us what you think.
Oh, Big Hero 6 is the name of the comic book.
Yeah. It's also
the
movie. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I gotcha. So we're doing promotion for Disney now?
No, we promoted to do the other comic book the other time, right?
Sure.
I'm just saying, we should read it. We'll read it.
Yeah, I'd like to check it out, sure.
Yeah. So if you want to follow along and go check it out, you can comment, tweet
us. For sure. Oh, yes, subscribe to us on iTunes. You got that set up.
Oh, yeah.
It looks pretty slick.
We have an awesome logo now.
Yeah, it's fantastic work. Mr. Cat.
Mr. Cat. Yeah, yeah. We are in iTunes now. If there's any other podcast players that people listen to, I can set it up so that we also are able to be subscribed through there.
Mm-hmm.
I've looked into Stitcher. It seems pretty simple. You have to give them an RSS feed. And Beyond Pod seems like the Android good podcast, so.
Okay.
I think we got mostly the things covered.
Awesome.
I'll be doing that. Anything else, let us know.
We look forward to your...
Yeah, please comment on iTunes if that's where you listen to. We would love to hear comments and ratings, see where we are.
Yeah.
I don't know. Love to hear. Also, we have our main site, too.
Yeah, what's coming up this week on It's Time to Go to Mars?
I need to write a new first-person account of the... Adventure Space Friends, Experiment 42 Space Friends. If you haven't checked it out, you should.
Give us a quick synopsis of that.
What? Quick synopsis? Oh my god. Putting me on the spot, Dragaroo. This was my idea. I came up with it. I'm forcing Dragaru to be part of it. He did not like to be. Does not like to write.
No, I'm not a writer.
But I love to write. So let's see. The introduction, background. Experiment 42 is the latest experiment being conducted by the Earth's most revered space company, Space or Die. This experiment is a one-way trip to colonize Mars. In parallel, experiments 40 and 41 are on board the vessel, while experiments 43 through 45 will be executed while en route to Mars. Rules. There are rules to this story, but I would not necessarily tell people. But it's really first person. There's a couple characters. Do you want to describe some of the characters, Dragaru?
Who did I write again? Was it Christina?
You have a Jill.
Jill.
Yeah. So we have Christina, who seems to be an alcoholic botanist.
Oh, yeah. That's your character.
One of my characters, yes. Yeah. You have Jill, which is, I don't know, how would you describe Jill?
She's just kind of pissed off at everyone.
yeah. There's our fearless... there's a stowaway, Higgy.
Right.
we don't know what his part in all of this is yet.
Mm-hmm.
There's Daryl, our captain. Mm. Not sure everyone likes him yet. He seems to be hitting on everyone.
Yeah, sounds like a captain.
There's Xander. He seems to be always there's Evelyn.
Or is there?
Dun, 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 dun. Evelyn seems to be the object of obsession from every single person on this ship.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anyone else? There's another character, right? There's another male character.
Who's? Oh, yeah, I think there's another one that hasn't been written.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't remember his name.
Xander speaks about... Daryl always watches movies with that guy. It's kind of like myself and Dragaru. We just watch movies.
Yep.
Do nothing.
That's right.
Is that what you're saying? We just do nothing?
Yep.
Perfect.
So much nothing.
Ryan. There's another character named Ryan.
No one wants to write Ryan?
I don't know. Seems like no one really wants to write Ryan.
You should write Ryan.
I already write two of the characters.
Why not three?
I'm okay. I'm waiting for other people to write because I've written the most on this storyline. So the point of view is like diary entries from these intrepid people. So, and the days skip around. So you're going to have day 8, then day 15, yeah. Maybe two entries on day 22. Should be interesting.
Cool stuff.
We'll go to Mars. We'll see what happens there.
Will we come back?
Well, no, it's a one-way trip.
Oh. The real thing.
Yes.
Are you going to sign up for that?
No. Are you?
Well, don't we have to? I mean, it's like in our... It's our website, right?
It's time to go to Mars?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well...
I feel like that we should all automatically be enrolled.
sure. I mean, actually, it's funny, right? Right before the Mars lander, Curiosity landed.
Mm-hmm.
It was a week before, or a couple days before, I reserved It's Time to Go to Mars.com. We got a huge spike after the Mars Curiosity lander. And we didn't even have anything on the site. I think we had like a couple posts of nonsense, but everyone just came to the site flooding it. I wonder if we're going to keep getting like these spikes every time Mars gets mentioned.
We have to improve our SEO to make sure it stays like that.
Okay.
So, yeah, we'll have to enter this program and then write about it.
Which program are we entering?
There's an application now for people who are interested in taking one-way trips to Mars.
So what would we do on this one-way trips to Mars? I mean, I guess we'd have to make sure the ship flies, but if we're just going to go there one way, do we get, like, videos? I assume so.
Probably, yeah.
So could we do our entire podcast on
that? Yeah,
it's a one-way trip. Wait, it's, like, 9 months? Right, yeah. It's 9 months to get to Mars.
So we'd have time to look at... Half the list
of 100 movies.
Yeah,
9 months.
Yeah.
Oh, we're not going to do an episode a week. We would do an episode a day. We'd have to.
Yeah, I guess that would be kind of a nightmare.
So we'd go through all 100 AFI movies. We have an endless podcast. We'd write.
There you go.
I mean, there's other stories.
Would you stay awake for like how you said 9 months?
It's 9 months. You'd have to do a normal day, right? So 9 months, normal days.
Yeah, I guess so.
So, okay. I mean, we'd wake up, do our chores, you'd float around for a little bit.
Sure.
We'll watch a movie.
Yeah.
Do a podcast.
Yeah, just like now.
Exactly. anything else? I mean, I'm looking forward to another game post from Knights of the Board.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When's that coming?
I don't know. We'll schedule something. We played that Pinecraft game.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
That was pretty cool. I need to write up a review on that.
You got to figure out how to stop turning people against you so hard.
Oh, yeah.
yeah, our last game that last week, and you decided not to throw the game for once.
I won.
Just sweep both. What do we play? Ticket to Ride, Europe, and...
the racing game.
The horse game.
It's not called the horse game.
Yeah, the horse betting game.
I don't remember what it's
horse
called.
Horse track betting game.
Look it up.
It's a good game.
It's a great game. It's a party game.
Yeah.
I won.
Yeah.
This is the first time I won that horse game.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to you.
I don't know what happened.
We'll see. We'll ask the guy that played with us. He's joining us on our next podcast for Bambi.
Oh, is he doing Bambi?
Yeah. He said he would come do Bambi with us. Yeah, so looking forward, we have a bunch of guests from itstimetogotomars.com. We have a bunch of people.
Ooh.
Yeah. Why?
I forgot about that. Okay.
Well,
we should,
it's
we should
not set
that
in stone.
Soon, then.
Huh?
We should do that soon.
Well, next week. Same time, same place.
Oh, is he going to be available?
We'll see. We'll make sure.
Okay.
If not, we can always schedule him to another movie. He wasn't really necessarily fond on Bambi. But.
Oh, he wasn't? Oh, okay. I thought that was what you meant.
No. I'm the one fond on Bambi.
Right.
I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be awesome.
Okay.
And we're going to have a bunch of guests. Cinderella. And
on our next podcast?
No. Our next podcast is going to have Cinderella.
I can't wait. I've always wanted to be here. I'm a big fan.
Really? That's a horrible impression. Can you do any impressions, Dragaroo?
No, not in this state.
I just crack him up. Yes, sir.
Oh, dear. That's a pretty good Cinderella impression. I'll give you that.
What? I'm actually looking forward to reading Cinderella before we watch it.
Really?
It's going to be a lot more gruesome.
I can imagine. Yeah. Yeah, I can't say I'm surprised that doesn't end well.
No, I think they cut off their feet to fit into the glass slipper. We can talk more next time. Yeah.
Ugh.
So any impressions, Dragaroo?
My impressions?
Yeah.
Of what?
No. Voice impressions.
Oh. No.
Yeah, come on. Oh. Also, we set up a Who's On First skit. So we'll put that up on It's Time to Go to Mars.
Mm-hmm.
People can listen to it. It won't be part of a regular podcast, but people can tune in, see how we do.
Indeed.
We'll try to do another one next time.
Yeah. Yeah, we should do mic checks.
Mic checks.
Every week.
That's another podcast, mic checks.
Precisely. Okay, let's wrap it up.
Wrap it up. All right. To wrap it up, follow us on Twitter, @2Guack. Subscribe to iTunes Podcast, and we'll see you next time. Good night.
Peace.
Hey, do you feel like something really important is coming up soon?